One of the oldest forms of energy production in North Carolina also generates more electricity than any other renewable source in the state. But instead of being prized for producing electricity with no carbon emissions, hydropower is seen as more of a link to the state's electric-producing past than its future. Dave DeWitt reports.
Here's a surprising and mildly disturbing fact about hydroelectric power, or at least the dams that make it all work. As explained by Jeff Leinberger, Duke Energy's Director of Hydro Strategy and Licensing.
And all dams leak, by the way.
All dams leak, by the way? That seems a little counterintuitive, but it's designed that way, says station manager Mike Williams.
Yeah, this is just pressure relief points for the dam to get, help with the uplift on the dam itself. And so it relieves the pressure. And so we do have to keep an eye on this.
Williams is keeping an eye on the steady but small flow of water here in a dark, narrow tunnel deep inside the Cowans Ford Dam, 100 feet or so below the surface of Lake Norman, north of Charlotte. Cowans Ford is Duke Energy's largest hydroelectric power plant in North Carolina, capable of producing enough electricity for 240,000 homes. It's renewable, reliable, and available immediately when power is needed, says Leinberger, now standing on top of the dam, where there are, thankfully, no leaks.
We have to match the energy production with the load at all times, and hydro is so flexible and so fast. We can, even this big Cowans Ford hydro station, we can take from fully shut down, full power, back to fully shut down in less than 10 minutes. We don't have anything else that's that flexible.
At least one of the four Cowans Ford turbines runs once a day by rule, but it almost never runs at full capacity because the dam's other main job is water management, and releasing too much water would overwhelm Mountain Island Lake downstream. The Catawba River Basin is now almost entirely a series of man-made lakes from the mountains into South Carolina. But it wasn't always this way, says Leinberger. His company, Duke Energy, began the process of damming the Catawba River in 1899. To power textile factories.
This was actually the first river in the United States that was comprehensively planned and developed for electricity generation.
Hydroelectricity has given way to coal, nuclear, and natural gas as the main sources of power generation. And now renewable energy is growing faster than any of those. A massive wind farm is underway in northeastern North Carolina, and the state is fourth in the country in installed solar capacity. But environmental advocates never mention hydropower as a preferred renewable source, despite the fact it generates electricity with no carbon emissions. And there's a reason why.
It's perhaps one of the most damaging power sources that we have, actually.
Garrett Yubsis is with American Rivers, a conservation organization.
Building dams totally changes the way a river functions naturally. It reduces or eliminates habitat for a number of species that causes them to go extinct or at least be severely diminished.
In the southeast, mussels, snails, and fish have all been negatively affected by hydropower. But despite the relatively small amount of power it generates and the harm it does, hydroelectricity is still big business. There's an ongoing multi-billion-dollar fight over Alcoa's rights to hydropower on the Yadkin River. That's because all of the rivers in North Carolina that have the potential to make electricity have already been dammed up. Still, Jeff Leinberger with Duke Energy says hydropower is not going away.
You know, it's been a significant part of our portfolio for over 100 years. I really think 100 years from now, it'll still be a significant part of our portfolio.
That's why Duke Energy is investing $75 million here at the Cowans Ford Dam. The renovations will improve efficiency and safety, but it still won't plug all the little leaks. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.